Good Thursday morning. I'm Jake Sherman, and welcome to your Political Playbook audio briefing. Stay tuned after the show for a message from Google.
And I'm Anna Palmer. We're kicking off the morning with a classic playbook spotted. Robert Mueller was seen Wednesday afternoon at the Apple store in Georgetown. He was in the back of the store, and almost no one picked up that he was in there, according to our tipster. Now, let's get back to the news. We need to say this first. Based on our reporting, it seems slightly more likely than not that Brett Kavanaugh will be a Supreme Court justice. Not by that much, but by a smidge. Senior Republicans told us that a lot of attention is being paid to Susan Collins of Maine and Lisa Murkowski of Alaska, but there are some other serious wild cards, like Jeff Flake of Arizona, and others, depending on how today's hearing goes. GOP leadership has good situational awareness on Collins and Murkowski, less so on Flake, and no ability to predict how this hearing will go and how viscerally people will react.
Today we find ourselves at a moment where culture is a much more powerful force than conventional politics. The vote counting and partisan messaging that is the normal stuff of Washington and Capitol Hill is almost irrelevant compared to the way this episode is exposing sharp differences among Americans based on their own life experiences, the prevalence of sexual assault, and notions of fairness in society.
Of course, it's important that we know what happened with Kavanaugh and Dr. Christine Blasey Ford in Bethesda, and allegedly with others in New Haven and D.C. But we have to be cognizant that we might never know with 100% certainty, and that Senate Republicans, propelled by inertia, driven to win, and very much in doubt of the allegations, could confirm Kavanaugh to a lifetime seat on the Supreme Court. If Democrats win back power, they can try to impeach him. But what makes this moment even more poignant is that so many women identify with these allegations, either specifically or in broad brush.
What can Kavanaugh do to change the political dynamics at this point? Probably nothing. Republicans in the House and Senate are scared out of their minds. And if they're telling you they're not being truthful, or they're politically tone deaf. The visual, a woman accusing a man of sexual misconduct and the man denying it, is exceedingly powerful today. Here's where Anna and I disagree. This disagreement came up in a late afternoon phone call with John Harris. I believe Republicans have political objectives that are at odds. As much as they might like Kavanaugh on the court, their near-term political interests would probably be best served if he withdraws, and a seat on the court is again at issue in the midterm elections.
Whereas my take is, Republicans have already lost the women they are going to lose for backing Kavanaugh, and nothing can be done in the near term to change that. Even a narrow Kavanaugh victory puts a movement conservative on the bench in his early 50s, in position to shape the American life for the next 2 to 3 decades. The political system will move on from this scandal to the next scandal du jour in days. Here's what we learned in the Capitol. Most senior Republicans think there is no win in this testimony for them, period. They're going to cringe while they watch it and can't wait until it's over.
No matter what happens, Dems got what they needed. In the first 2 years of the Trump administration, we've seen the president stick by a Senate candidate accused of relationships with underage women and a Supreme Court nominee accused of multiple episodes of sexual misconduct. Politically, Democrats believe that's poignant. Some Democrats have been concerned about the party's scattershot approach to Kavanaugh, injunctions, questioning his ties to Trump's law firm, but politically this is a gift, and they've already begun to use it in Republican attack ads.
Here's how today will go down. Each senator will have 1 5-minute round of questioning for each witness. Senators can opt to have counsel or another senator ask questions on their behalf. President Donald Trump will headline an NRCC dinner tonight, which will raise more than $15 million for Protect the House and the NRCC. The event was planned in large part by House Majority Leader Kevin McCarthy and has the backing of more than 115 of his GOP colleagues.
More news on Kavanaugh was coming out late last night. Alana Shore and Burgess Everett report the Senate was asking Kavanaugh about a fourth misconduct accusation. Burgess and John Bresnahan also have a piece up about how Kavanaugh's biggest defenders in the Senate, Lindsey Graham, John Cornyn, and Orrin Hatch, will be on the hot seat during the hearing. It's also worth noting that the GOP has hired Rachel Mitchell to question Kavanaugh and Dr. Ford. Those three senators did not rule out asking their own questions, though.
The Washington Post reports that the career prosecutor, Rachel Mitchell, is a wild card, given her background running the Special Victims Division of the Maricopa County Attorney's Office. CNN is reporting that Senator Susan Collins has privately raised concerns about the new allegations and lack of subpoena for Kavanaugh's friend. Meanwhile, BuzzFeed is reporting that two men told Senate staffers that they had the encounter with Ford, not Kavanaugh. And Mark Caputo and Natasha Korecki report that Julie Swetnick's ex-boyfriend filed a restraining order against her years later in Miami.
Andrew Restuccia has the step back piece on how Kavanaugh might change vetting forever, particularly for older male nominees. On Rod Rosenstein Watch, Darren Samuelson and Josh Gerstein report that conflicts are rampant among potential replacements for Rod Rosenstein. The New York Times is reporting that Matthew Whitaker, Chief of Staff to Attorney General Jeff Sessions, is a top choice to replace Rosenstein.
In the juice, we've got ABC's Robin Roberts with the first interview of Michelle Obama before the release of her book. The interview will air November 13th in a primetime special. And here's what's on tap for Trump's Wednesday. The president will meet with the United States mission to the UN in the morning. He will then return to Washington and in the evening headline that NRCC dinner. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.
With security threats evolving every day, Google's constantly working on solutions to help make everyone safer online. They share their safe browsing technology with other companies to protect over 3 billion devices from phishing and malware, and collaborate with independent security experts to find and fix security vulnerabilities across the internet. You can check out more ways Google's sharing their tech and collaborating with the industry at google.com/security.